Title: Impact of COVID-19 on Illinois Cannabis Contracts. Do force majeure clauses provide a defense to non-performance? Content: Many Illinois cannabis contracts, including intellectual property licensing agreements, development agreements, and supply agreements, contain force majeure clauses. Depending upon the language of these clauses, the COVID-19 pandemic may be an event that triggers these clauses and provides a defense to non-performance of the contract. Companies that are experiencing difficulties complying with or enforcing compliance with their contracts should carefully examine their contracts to determine if a force majeure clause may excuse performance. On March 20, 2020, Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker issued a stay-at-home order for all Illinois residents. Executive Order 2020-10. On April 30, 2020, Governor Pritzker extended the stay-at-home order through May 30, 2020. Executive Order 2020-32. Many other state and local government agencies have taken similar measures. And, while cannabis dispensaries and cultivation facilities are deemed to be essential businesses under the Illinois orders, some other states, such as Massachusetts, have not exempted such facilities. 1. As a result of the restrictions placed on businesses due to the COVID-19 pandemic, companies operating in the cannabis industry in Illinois may be experiencing compliance-related difficulties with their contracts. Illinois force majeure law force majeure provisions seek to allocate the risk between the parties when an unforeseen event makes contract performance impossible or impracticable. Force majeure provisions often are included in business agreements and may be triggered by the occurrence of an event deemed beyond the control of a party. Typically, the agreement itself will specifically enumerate the events that may trigger the provision. A typical force majeure clause may provide as follows: In no event shall a party be responsible or liable for any failure or delay in the performance of its obligations hereunder arising out of or caused by, directly or indirectly, forces beyond its control, including, without limitation, strikes, work stoppages, accidents, acts of war or terrorism, civil or military disturbances, nuclear or natural catastrophes or acts of God, and interruptions, loss or malfunctions of utilities, communications or computer, software and hardware, services, it being understood that the party shall use reasonable efforts to resume performance as soon as practicable under the circumstances. Business disruptions relating to the COVID-19 pandemic may arguably be considered within this language, e.g., work stoppages, acts of God or civil disturbances. Under Illinois law, a contractual force majeure clause supersedes the common law doctrine of impossibility. 2. Illinois courts typically construe force majeure clauses strictly and excuse non-performance only due to circumstances that are, in fact, beyond the control of the contracting parties. As the Seventh Circuit has explained, a force majeure clause interpreted to excuse the buyer from the consequences of the risk he expressly assumed would nullify a central term of the contract. 3. Illinois courts also recognize the doctrine of commercial impracticability under Section 2-615 of the UCC where contracts for sale are involved. 3 conditions must be met before a seller is excused from performance under Section 2-615. 1. A contingency must occur, 2. Performance must thereby be made impracticable, and 3. The non-occurrence of the contingency must have been a basic assumption on which the contract was made. 4. Under Section 2-615, performance on schedule need not be impossible, only infeasible, provided that the event which made it infeasible was not a risk that the promisor had assumed. 5. At present, there have been no cases applying Illinois law that have decided whether to enforce a force majeure provision due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Other potential defenses to contract performance: even if a contract does not contain a force majeure clause, there are several other Illinois legal doctrines that a party to a life sciences agreement may look toward to relieve contract performance as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic. These remedies include frustration of purpose, impossibility, and illegality. Frustration of purpose: the restatement, second, of contracts, Section 265 defines frustration of purpose as follows: where, after a contract is made, a.